Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, my ragtag crew of gamer friends. What is up, guys? How's it going?
How's it going? My name is Jose Ochoa.
Hi, this is Joel Gao.
And I'm Noah O'Toole.
And we are going to talk about some games and just what we've been doing. It's been a crazy year of video games, guys. I mean, come on.
It has had some major ups and some major downs. I have had some of the best purchases I've ever made in video games this year, and I've had some of the worst purchases I've ever made in video games.
Actually, I had good purchases this last year. Yeah. I don't know, and they're all good so far.
What, out of all that, out of everything that came out, what would you guys say you guys played
your game of the year? Most?
Yeah, like what would you put at the top of your list as of right now from last year?
That's a tough one.
Right now is actually Forza 3.
Forza Horizon 3?
Yeah, man, that thing's crazy.
Cool. You played a lot of that. Every time I looked on Xbox Live, you'd be on there just jamming away.
Just trying to keep the team alive there. Thanks to you, man.
I was trying to guilt trip me on this because I won't put that game back in.
No, I just love playing it because they have my... There's actually like dream cars of mine. They have actually my Jeep in there, Grand Cherokee.
Did you trick it out?
It looks exactly like the one I have right now. And I race it a lot, man. I play that online and just... smoke everyone around there, which sometimes they can't, but it's entertaining, man.
Right. Well, so what kind of games would you guys say that each of you probably gravitate towards the more as far as genre? Would you say, like, you know?
Me, definitely online multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or at least something that has an online multiplayer component. I like action adventure games as well, but MOBAs. I'm big on to MOBAs. Multiplayer online battle arenas. Yeah. So Overwatch is my game of the year. I know it's kind of vanilla, but I played so much of it.
No
that
way.
It's not funny, you know? So
see, now I'm glad you brought this up, Noah, because
I disagree here.
Jose not
over
it.
Here does not like Overwatch.
He's in the minority of gamers, I think, because most people love it.
I told him I was going to call him out, dude.
I couldn't get into it,
so
man.
Good.
I couldn't get into
good.
It.
It's fantastic.
Do you have it on PS4 then?
Yep.
Shit. I got to buy it on PS4 probably so we can get it. We got to get in there with him. We're both on Xbox One.
Xbox, right.
Yeah.
Not getting it.
Damn it. Who's your favorite character?
Ooh, that's tough. I do relish playing support characters. That's just kind of my thing in all things. But I really do well with D.Va and Pharah.
Okay.
I like the splash damage Pharah can do, and I like to just take to the air and stay there, you know?
Yeah.
And I dig the mech D.Va has, and you can just hit that trigger and unleash. There's an unlimited clip, you know, so you don't ever have to reload. And so,
hell yeah.
Those are probably my two, most
good.
Gold medals. Yeah.
I like D.Va a lot, too. I probably have to say, I don't know. What about you, Joel? I mean...
I like Reaper.
Yeah.
Reaper's good. I hear die, I instantly know, like, oh my god, get out of the way, you know?
Yeah. I hate McCree.
Yes.
Yeah.
McCree can
it's
suck.
I knew.
Yeah, then I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Get behind cover,
exactly.
I don't know. I'll probably say Symmetra for sure.
I play a lot of Symmetra.
Even before they buffed her.
Before they buffed her,
I still liked her back then. I mean, I loved doing
that. She was really underestimated, and I'd hate playing around, and then your team be like, Symmetra. Dude, switch from Symmetra until then. Like, I save the point. And now tell me about Symmetra. You want to talk?
Make a nice death door on some choke point, and
all of a sudden, Symmetra's cool.
Yep.
Dude, I liked her way before she was cool.
Yeah, no, you're great at Symmetra.
I love Symmetra. I'll probably say Pharah's another one. D.Va. I went through a Bastion phase, and people hated me for it. So. Except for my teammates, but
yeah, we didn't hate you. The other team hated you.
Well, what was the worst was before they had the ranked mode or competitive mode, and there was hero stacking and going up against
and then all
four shore burns or whatever. I had to turn it off. It's like this isn't even fun. But now with the no hero stacking, it's a great game.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've done away with that even in the quick play now, which is nice.
Yeah, Oh, and that arcade mode they added was actually pretty cool. The 3-on-3 is a lot of fun.
It's good stuff. I don't know. What other games, what did you say, Jose, from last year?
The way you guys were talking about that, I actually want to get it now.
Oh, you liar.
I don't know. I'm really iffy about it. I don't want to get it, but at the same time, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's because it's that good.
It's just rented.
It's that good.
And they do keep it, like, they have, I'm big on events, you know, and I like loot boxes and stuff like that, and they have the seasonal events, and that brings me back because I want to earn that earn that skin for my favorite character, you know, so.
I remember when that game was going to be coming out, and, of course, I had, like, my list already ready to go and everything, trying to keep things, like, okay, this comes out next month and so on. I didn't know what to think of it. Like, okay, well, this might be a nice little fun romp for a couple of months, and then it's going to be whatever. But I haven't had a multiplayer game take me like that.
Yeah.
And just make me want to keep playing it like a couple times a week for a couple of hours a week.
Yep.
I mean, even when Gears came out, when Battlefield 1 came out, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare came out, Titanfall 2 came out, all these shooters, I kept going back to Overwatch.
Yeah. You even made a group.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, so I don't know. Great. That was a really good game. And I put it on my surprise game of the year for myself.
I agree. Like, I agree with that.
Yeah, I was kind of anticipating.
Along with Doom.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Overwatch is that they released the open beta the same day that Battleborn released the actual product. That was like, burn!
A big fuck you to them, I guess. Yeah. Which, that game tanked so hard.
It tanked hard. I know. I kind of feel
one of my big disappointments, I think, was Battleborn.
Yeah. You can go to like a video store right now and get Battleborn used for like $12.99 or something.
Probably just less than, I think it's like $10 or less now. Yeah.
It's like, what the hell happened?
True story.
Speaking of disappointments, Overwatch was my high, my low, without a doubt, and I will never fall victim to this again, is No Man's Sky.
I heard about that. You went there.
I love space. I mean, it fed to everything I wanted to do in a video game, and then I bought it, and it did none of those things, you know?
But that's their fault, though, because they had a hype train going on that thing, and they did not try to, like, slow the train down whatsoever. Nope, they let people run with it, and it was a bad choice in the end. So
I'm not sure it was all the developer, though.
No, it was the publisher.
There was the publisher developer. Was really pushing it.
They were pushing it, and then like people were hyping it up online. So you know how when you're excited for something, you meet somebody else who's excited for it. You kind of keep one up each other, and then you just before you know it, like that's coming out.
Yeah,
and
the thing is, they did really allude though that everything was going to be unique. You know what I mean? And then you go planet to planet, and you can tell that the creatures and the flora and the fauna have all pulled from like the same. You know, like default different things to choose from. And so nothing was exactly even unique. You know, it wasn't what they promised it would.
Yeah, it was kind of it was a mild bait and switch, but they didn't. I guess I really can't say that because they never really came out and said it's going to be just this, but they never stopped the hype on that stuff being that way.
True.
They didn't come out and say, this is not like that. This is what it is.
Build it as an open world, 18 million planets to choose from, you know.
And then you go into it and you land on different planets and you got these same
like one of buildings, four, one of five,
these same buildings, the same aliens inside the buildings.
You go stuff. Light years away and you encounter the same three races of alien species, and it's like, ooh.
Oh, and you'll never run into any of your friends because, well, there isn't any. Your friends don't actually appear in the game.
Nope.
Right.
Where they kind of alluded to, well, they might be there.
Yeah. Like, you're all in the same shared universe, but it's so big, you'll never meet each other. And it's like, no, we'll never meet each other because
they're not
there. You didn't make it.
I think
that
I played that game hard for maybe like a good month or two, and then I just fell off. And I was so excited for it. I mean, I even pre-downloaded it and everything. I rarely do that.
Same
I was like,
here.
When I get home from work tonight, this shit's, it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to space, bitches.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Everybody's going to be playing this game. And
and then you get, and then I started playing, and I was like, okay, this is fun, but it was like the same roping me in. I go to their planet, I roam around, and they had you going on and on about, you know, all you were doing is getting materials just so you can get more
Minecraft
fuel.
And Minecraft. Space.
Minecraft in space.
To get more fuel to do something else, and then you go to another planet and do it again. It's rinse and repeat, so they got old real fast, but...
I liked it, but it was a disappointment because it could have been so much more.
Was that your disappointing game of the year as well, or do you have something different for us?
I'd say that's probably one of the more disappointing games.
Yeah, I don't think I have a whole lot of disappointing games that came out this year for me. What about you? You got it? You got one that just kind of rubbed you the wrong way a little bit or anything?
I really don't. Actually, this year was actually pretty good for me with the games I got.
Mm-hmm. The ones that you like and everything?
Yeah, I liked them. I actually was really picky this year with the games because... Mm-hmm. They were expensive at one point.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And it's just that they were just... There weren't many games that caught my eye when I started, when I wanted to play. I did get betas and demos off them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually stuck to, I say, at least five games this year that I actually play continually, like a crazy amount of times.
Yeah.
Other than that, no disappointing games on my end, but kind of bland.
And even if this wasn't a game that completely disappointed you, I would say there was definitely a couple in there that had disappointing aspects to them. Like, I don't know if anybody else played Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, actually, I didn't.
I was waiting for that game for so long, because I love Final Fantasy. I have a special love in my heart for that franchise. I know some people are probably like,
ugh. Well, we got it day one. We got the
digital download. I'll just say this and move on, since nobody really has played that, but the fucking car. I can't take the car.
Oh, I hate the car.
Okay, for anybody who hasn't played Final Fantasy 15, it's basically,
it's on rails in the car, pretty much.
What's the game? I would say that but the basis of the game, though, is like, you know, Prince Noctis, the main character, is going on a road trip with his buddies. He's going to be getting married and everything. And so a lot of the travel in that game, you can fast travel to some degree.
It's
and
a
pay
road
fuel,
trip.
But, right? But you have to take the car. There's like a car you get into. And then the car just drives you someplace. And it'll tell you like 5 minutes to your destination or 4 minutes. And then you actually have to watch them ride in this damn car.
Oh, is that like them hiding the loading? Probably a lot of times. I don't know. In No Man's Sky, when you warp from planet to planet, that was how they hid the loading, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that for sure, but it's just so annoying. It's like, give me the option. Okay, maybe if I need to make a coffee or go to the bathroom or something like that, then that's fine. And that's what I've been using it for. Like, okay, I got a couple minutes.
Yeah,
I'm going to go
do
this.
Jump up and take it, right?
Yeah, throw a pizza in the oven or something like that or whatever. But it's like, why would you do that? Not give me the option to cancel it.
I think it's an option to let us see their hairstyles, you know, their
just watch their wind, their hair blow in the wind,
the emo look, you know.
Oh, screw that.
The boy band all getting together.
It's like watching One Direction in the car.
Yeah, it's One Direction, the RPG. It's a fun game, though.
It is.
I actually am really loving it. The combat's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super good, and they did a great job. I think they hit it out of the park as far as making you wait so long, because that game got delayed so many times, kind of like No Man's Sky, only it went the other direction when it came out, though, and everybody was like, oh, shit, this is really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So, I don't know. You guys play a lot of indie stuff this year? There was a lot of good indie games out there this year.
I didn't touch a lot of indies.
You guy. Inside? You guy, you.
Man. I was
indie games. You know, it was so good this
played
year.
Played some indie. Bound. Bound was one of the indie games.
I didn't
games.
Play that one. How was
decent.
That? Do that?
Pretty decent. Yeah. It even has some VR components to it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I also like Inside. It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oxenfree was good. Firewatch. Yeah. I definitely want to get into more of those this year, but I don't know.
There were a couple games I avoided this year because of my bad experience with the previous iteration the year before.
Okay, what do you got?
Watch Dogs. I know Watch Dogs 2 is pretty good from what I've heard.
It was great.
Yeah, don't avoid it. It's awesome.
But it was so good.
It was good.
I wasted my money on Watch Dogs 1.
Oh, yeah, everybody
and
did.
I don't want to give them my money again because I'm just I'm just stubborn like that.
Like Ubisoft?
Yep. Whichever the Assassin's Creed was before this last one, where they kind of started to do the online multiplayer
Unity?
With certain mission Unity, yeah.
Oh,
and then
God.
It was broken and broken and broken.
We
so
played a lot.
I won't be buying
it
another.
It was broken, but it was still enjoyable.
We loved it.
Enjoyed it.
If
but
you could get in together,
if you could get in, I know it was. Yeah. So I don't know. It turned me sour. I mean,
they can't
expect to put out subpar games
and
have people still buy them.
If it wasn't
not,
done, they should have waited.
Yes,
Watch Dogs 2. I could kind of agree with you on that. I'm enjoying it right now. I'm still playing.
Like I said, I've heard it's great, but I felt so burned because they said this is going to be the newest big thing. It's going to be like Grand Theft Auto, but with hacking, and it wasn't.
It
at
basically
all.
Ended up being what it should have been the first game.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
On 2. So they delivered on that, but that's the thing about
they're not going to get my $60 for it.
No. Exactly. There's a lot of people like yourself where they're going to be they're SOL on that, where they lost sales because that game burned people, and some people aren't going to come back. You know. Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely understandable for that.
Could I make a comparison?
Yeah.
If you played the first Assassin's Creed and you thought, oh, man, there's so much more they could have done, and then Assassin's Creed 2 came out with Ezio, and it was, like, fantastic, that's how I would say Watch Dogs 2 is.
Nice.
Watch Dogs 1 had potential, but it was just, there was just so much that wasn't there.
Well, it was a gloomy-ass game, for one. I mean, the protagonist, what was his name? I forget his name, too.
But
he was so boring.
Because he wasn't memorable.
He was like a pissy guy. He's like unhappy, and you're running around the city, and you got, I don't know. It just wasn't what it should have been. But
the second one is, it's great. There's so much you can do, and it's hilarious. There are some missions in there I was just laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely one game that you don't have to think about it. Like, playing it wise,
right?
Don't think, overthink it, or else it's gonna be ruined.
Yeah,
right.
That's how I play it.
A lot of it too was it hits on a lot of the different things that are happening right now. Some people didn't like it because it was too close to what we're dealing with right now, with the government listening to you, surveillance and all that stuff, technology and everything.
They're probably listening right now.
So. Right. Well, we hope they're listening. Yeah.
Please listen. But it was great, and they changed the main character. He's way more upbeat, you know, kind of hipstery. But I mean, I guess he was hipster. But still, I mean, it was awesome. I loved it. If I hadn't just downloaded to my Xbox, I'd just loan that to you.
Right.
But
There was a Ubisoft, I think it was Ubisoft game that came out this year that I was a little disappointed in.
Which one?
We played the crap out of it,
mm-hmm.
and. I don't have it on the list that I compiled. I thought I put it on here.
What you got?
It's the one where you're in Chicago. And you got a group of military. There was like...
The Division?
Yes, the Division.
The Division.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that when we were talking about. That also started out good.
Yeah.
And I was pretty into it, and I was like leveling up my character and the different customizations. And then I was so excited for the Dark Zone. They opened the Dark Zone and it was fail all levels.
First 30 levels as you're leveling up were amazing. It was great. Yeah. I loved it. It kept pulling me forward to the next thing.
I wanted to open up new parts of the city.
But then once he got done with that, they just didn't have enough carrots to lead me to the next point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just kind of fell flat. I had no interest in the Dark Zone whatsoever. And then you had people in there that would just wait for you to come into the door, and they just shoot you right away.
That was the problem. Yeah. I mean,
it was bullshit.
I wanted the online multiplayer aspect of it, and that's fun for me. And I like, because to me, playing real people keeps it new all the time.
Sure,
there's nothing predictable about real intelligence versus AI intelligence. But it was broken in that they didn't think through. You know, that people are just going to sit there and snipe people that come in the door, and it became unfun, and then their game became unfun, and then nobody's played
it turns you off of it, because after you go in there a couple of times and you got guys that are already super high level in that area, because it was separate from your regular leveling up, whatever. You go in there and they've been in there banging it out for a week or two, and you just came in like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" Pop.
And you needed new currency in the new area,
which was bullshit as well.
The thing was. Once you hit a certain block, that's when you hit the level difference, and that kind of really messed up.
Because you played a lot of it, didn't you?
I played a lot of it, I was playing it when I was at low level, still going in and just I shoot run. That's my
right.
Because that was pretty much the only thing I could do at that time. But after I hit that level, the max level where everything starts getting good, you're still not good enough for these guys that just. Are already in there hiding.
Right.
Yeah.
And hanging out together.
Yeah, hanging out, and then they just get you, and you're just like, I just walked in, you guys. Come on.
I just got to the party. Can I get a drink first?
Yeah.
I will say, though, that one of the cool moments I had in the Dark Zone was when you come around a corner, and you're all decked out in your gear. You're looking cool. You got your gear on. You got your gun out, and then the guy comes around the corner, and you guys are both like
right.
And you guys freeze for a second.
Are you going to shoot me?
Yeah, it's like that tension, and he's just I got my gun pointed at him, and he's pointing at me, and I kind of circle around the outside of it. Cool. And then we kind of turn and go our separate ways, and then he's kind of like, "Hey, you're kind of cool." And now you see him kind of following you, like, "Okay, is he gonna murder me?
Right? Are they gonna team up?" Because if you could find somebody you could trust, I did air quotes there to all the listeners. You could trust.
That was the trust when you're sending the package out.
That's
when guns are all out, pointing at each other, "Are you gonna take my package?
Yeah,
I won't touch you. You don't touch me. Let's go."
But there's always that one group of douchebags that would be hanging out a little away from it, and they're like, "Okay, everyone's putting their shit."
But if all the little people united, though, you could save your
maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great in some ways, but in some ways it became stagnant. And the DLCs have been a disappointment.
Yeah. Well, I think that the Dark Zone was supposed to serve as an ongoing end game.
Yeah.
And it just...
keep it going. Kind of like Destiny type stuff. Right. We're going to keep this going. It's endless.
They're trying to copy a lot of things from Destiny, with the light gear. Now they have the gear levels you
up. And that wasn't that bad. It just... I don't know. That part just didn't... settle so well. Then they had the Underground that got released for DLC, and I think by that point, a lot of people had already jumped off the ship.
Yeah,
but I heard it was good still.
I enjoyed the Underground, probably,
but
yeah, I enjoyed it. I think Joel, we played a lot of that with Nick. And
we haven't tried the survival one, which came out.
That is, I heard, is supposed to be really good. But at this point, at this far after the game's release, I don't know who else. If a lot of people are even playing that, right?
Not gonna lie, I expected zombies paid for that.
Yeah, we did pay for it. I guess I should.
we should probably pop that in.
Speaking of surviving games, has anybody tried Let It Die?
I've heard great things.
Yeah, I haven't tried that.
Tell us about it, man.
It's free to play. I haven't played a lot because it is brutal, but fun. Mm-hmm. It's basically a death tower, and you have to get through each floor, and your goal is to get to the top. And you can like save and re. Get your that's not mana, but you know, regain your health and your armor and stuff like that by going back to the lobby each time. But if you die on a level, then your corpse stays there.
Okay.
And other players can then come and kill your corpse and take your loot.
So that's kind of Dark Souls.
the players become, they call them ragers, so they're like extra hard and extra mad versus like just the regular. But the graphics are pretty good for a free to play game, and it's just wonky and out there. But it's tough.
With it being free to play, Let It Die.
Okay, I've seen some videos about it. Yeah,
yeah. With it being free to play though, are there any what's the word I'm thinking of? Are there any pay to win kind of bullshit in there? Okay,
but it doesn't necessarily have to affect your enjoyment of the game.
I hate pay to win.
I know, me too. But the thing is that you die so often. Dying, you know, is just you know, you don't want to die, and so you can get tokens to not die.
Okay,
and so you can pay to keep yourself alive to keep getting up on other levels, but you'd end up with a pretty expensive game after a while because that eats up your wallet quick.
Okay. It's definitely on my list of things that I want to try this last year, but I never got around to it. So, if it's free to play, why not? I might have to download that. Then it'll just sit on my PlayStation and for like another 2 months.
Right.
while other stuff comes out. I mean, I know we're talking about games of last year and everything, but there's so much stuff coming this year, even in the first quarter. I mean,
what are you guys most excited for?
Halo Wars 2.
Halo Wars 2.
Resident Evil.
Good job.
Thanks.
With the VR, I tried the demo with the VR, and it is
for Resident Evil.
Yeah, and it is.
Ooh, that
creepy.
Demo!
I need
is
to come over
insane.
And try the VR. I cannot find one right now.
Yeah, stuff that you know wouldn't make me jump. And it doesn't have a lot of jump scares necessarily. There are a couple.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me jump a little bit.
I played the demo twice. It's tough to.
I couldn't imagine playing it in VR though.
Yeah.
Like seriously. Like, yeah. I'd have to make a pact with my wife to like, okay, when I'm playing this thing. Do not come up like and just grab me like, hey, I need you to do A, B, and C because I will swing at you.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell
you know what I mean? Last thing I want to do is like knock my wife over like a table or something like that.
Just make somebody my wife did that. She
did she scare the
she was
out of
doing
you?
My daughter's hair and I was you know, I was right in front of the TV, so it's pretty close to where she was doing the stuff and she sees me and I'm playing I think Until Dawn.
Right.
It's a VR they have a VR experience. And there's a lot of jump scares in there.
Sure.
It actually made me jump quite literally. I wasn't expecting some of the stuff to come and scare the crap out of me. And then there was a lull, and my wife comes over and grabs me. You know,
oh, like, she did it on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, ah-ha! Thanks a lot, honey.
I wish
I love
she would have had
too.
Her phone out and like recorded you with the headset on jumping like that.
I wasn't happy with her at the moment.
See, I want to play that so bad. So, yeah, that's definitely another one coming up.
I'm most looking forward to, I hope I don't butcher the pronunciation of it, but Nier Automata.
Okay, what's
that? That looks interesting.
Automata. It's a, I think, Japanese game, and you play a android automaton type female character named 2B.
Okay.
And
RPG? What are we looking at?
First-person action-adventure. Yep.
Oh,
sweet.
Yep.
Okay.
It reminds me of like Heavenly Sword, something with just outstanding graphics and a super intensive story. And
little Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry, sure.
You're hitting all my points. Continue.
Yeah. Okay, I got one other one. There's a free demo out.
And okay.
Comes out in a couple... March.
March?
March. Yeah, end of February, early March.
Right. Uh-huh. I think that's right.
Okay. But the demo's a blast. You get to play through a level, and there's a pretty epic boss fight.
I got
to
try it. I downloaded the demo, but I haven't tried it
yet. Oh, yeah, I beat the demo. I was Oh, look, it's cool. It's cool.
And isn't it Platinum Games that's making that? Because they're the ones that made Bayonetta.
Oh, that was a great game.
I wish the
game.
Second one hadn't gone to just the Wii.
You and me,
right?
God. That is my biggest.
Such a waste.
I was so disappointed.
What a waste. Yeah.
Just the, I don't know.
I played Bayonetta over and over and over. Like after I beat it, like 3 or 4 times because it was still so much
fun.
Like
they took all the best parts of Devil May Cry and just put it into a separate thing. It was so good.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Oh. Wildlands. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Space opera. You guys don't want that in your life?
I've tried playing a Mass Effect. It was just not my style, but I was definitely blown away by the immersion of the game.
Mass Effect games.
I haven't played it either.
We played
until
all three.
Because we got because I know Nick loaned you all three of the first games.
Yeah, and I played the crap out of them.
We check in with them every now and again, like where
and
you
they're
at?
Backwards compatible.
What
now
you doing?
Too.
Right,
I'm like I'm barely in this part of the game.
Did you finish the third?
Yeah, I played the third. So I even got the DLCs for every of the games, so I could just enjoy it even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm thinking about going back and actually doing a new character, but
yeah,
I had so much time on that.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Speaking of DLC, what are your guys' thoughts on this? I don't want to call it a trend because it almost seems mandatory anymore. Mm. That games don't come complete. Everything has a season pass offer to it. Don't you kind of miss the days where you got everything in the cartridge you bought at the store?
Right.
Yeah, well,
they're plucking stuff from it and selling it to you later, which it's not a good model. Some
of the developers do a good job, like Witcher. Mm-hmm. The guys, Red, what is it called?
It's Project Red.
CD Project Red, I think. Like they actually release like 20 DLCs for free.
Right, that's completely right. But it's when you talk season pass or paid DLC that I cringe. And I know the developers claim that it's above and beyond, you know, what's in the game. But I don't know. I just still, it's hard for consumers to swallow when you're a big gamer and every game you want to add the whole experience, you have to pay an extra $40 to $60.
Like, here's the regular game, and then here's our deluxe, and
Activision
here's the ultra super
bad.
Deluxe, and it's like, come on, man.
Activision and EA, $50 for a season pass. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If I'm dropping $50 on a game like that for DLC and stuff, it more than likely, that's probably my game I'm going to play
Occasional games that I do love enough. I would get the Batman Arkham games is an example of ones I get
Arkham
the
Knight?
Season passes
Didn't
to.
Didn't that come out last year? 16? I want to say
it. Was it 16 or was it 15?
Might have been the end of 15, but I'm not 100% sure.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to think where I lived and played it.
It
for the
starts
first time.
To bleed together.
Yeah.
So I see Ben working hard.
I think it was 15, to be honest.
June 23rd, 2015.
I was off.
Still,
that was a great game.
There was the Arkham VR that came out, but
yeah, that's like a 30-minute standalone thing.
Yeah,
it's more of a tech demo. It feels like
pretty much
of what's to come, but yeah, still.
You guys ready for Wildlands?
Oh yeah, Wildlands is
coming
out.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm not sure about that one.
Talking about the expansion packs on that one.
That's March 7th.
Yeah, they have the regular one for $60, and then they have like a season pass with all the exclusive stuff, which is like. The guy that helped me out when I pre-ordered it, he was like, it's going to be like $250 for all that.
What?
Ridiculous. Just give me the $60 one.
Oh, man.
Fine.
If I buy that
see
one.
If I like it or not.
If I bought that one and came home, my wife would chop me in the damn throat.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
She'd be like, what is this?
Here, I'll give an embarrassing confession that leads into superly overpriced games. I'm a huge fanboy of the Dead or Alive fighting series.
Okay.
I love Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball. I've played all the Extreme 2, and I bought Extreme 3 from Japan, or from Hong Kong, because it was only released in Asia, because, you know, they think the North is too crude. But they had 200 and 300... I think there was one package that was almost like $400 where included all this, you know, DLC skimpy swimsuits plus these mouse pads that stuffed so that you rested on their bosoms and just these completely like outrageous fanboy things.
How are you going to have that? A mouse pad?
It's so funny. But
wrist rester.
Imagine having that at work. You're just like, hey,
no, you could.
I don't think you could. It depends on where you work, right?
Once they figured out what it was, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't go down.
What's that hand thing when your hand's crippling?
I don't know what you're talking
carpal
about.
Tunnel?
Yeah, I got carpal tunnel syndrome here. I need
extra padding. You'd have carpal tunnel, all right. Freaking guy, you.
Oh, man.
Man. So let's go back to some more 2016 stuff. I know we kind of slide into 2017, which is obviously it's appropriate. I mean, that is the year we are in. Mm-hmm. But God, there's still a lot of stuff from last year we haven't talked about. The rivals. What about? I mean, what's that?
The rivals of Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty.
Yeah, we had Battlefield 1 was a great game. It was a beautiful game. They broke the campaign into like little chunks, little meals, if you will. Of
the campaign was really good. It was heart-rending in places. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very emotional.
I didn't finish the campaign on that. Now, I did finish Call of Duty Infinite Warfare's campaign.
Yeah, same
that
here.
One had a and that real twist.
Was crazy.
Yeah, the campaign was fun.
Yeah.
Multiplayer was more of the same.
It was one of the better campaigns, though, that Call of Duty's put out in a long time.
It was really short, though, for me. It was pretty short.
They're always short.
I finished it in one day.
That's why I didn't get the newest Call of Duty because I got Call of Duty 3 and it had a short campaign and I didn't really care that much about that because I like the online multiplayer thing. Mm-hmm. But now I call people that run around and shoot people and die and respawn CODers, because I just hate that run, shoot, die, rinse, repeat.
Yeah,
formula. It's so fast paced.
It's so fast. I like strategy. I like to, like Tom Clancy Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah,
was that 15 or 16?
No, that was last year. Was that was 16, year? I believe. Yeah,
they've really kept up on the supporting that game, so it's hard to remember. But that one, is had some strategy to it. It was so you can't just go run and gun.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I enjoyed about Call of Duty. Though.
Is the running and gunning?
I enjoy the running game. I am not a big fan of. Teams, I can't.
Jose's pretty good. He's a lone wolf, though.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a lone wolf.
I played with these two, Joe and Ramondo, one time.
Don't you dare put us on blast. Don't you put us on blast.
And we totally suck compared to him.
I was backtracking the whole team that day.
I have my moments, but overall, it's like, I can't. Yeah.
he carried. Jose carried the team.
Yeah.
He fast, running the walls. I mean, that game, it's just so fast paced.
Yeah.
I found Titanfall 2.
Yes,
better.
I was going
to
say
that took Call of Duty for me, which was up too high, and brought it down to a notch that I was. It's still run and gun, but I survive a little bit longer.
But there
and
was
have
better
modes.
There was better modes, in my opinion, for guys who aren't necessarily, let's just say, as equipped for the Call of Duty crowd.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean, we played a lot of the not attrition. Where would he play a lot of the what's the one with the points?
Is on, capture. No.
I forget what they are.
Domination.
Yeah,
it's like domination, but it's called something else in Titanfall 2. But we played a lot of that just because you'd get a lot of a crap ton of points from just holding points and stuff like that. So it was less pressure on you to get the top ranking scores and everything. And
you could end up at the top without making any kills.
Yeah,
just because
I held points because we're playing the objective.
Right.
Which is, I'm not here to kill. I'm here to just hold this point.
That's just,
come in here
I
and
don't
get shot.
Like that as much. I
of course
enjoy
you don't,
killings.
Lone Wolf.
I like blowing their heads off.
Just let me do a 360 no scope and I'm good. I can't do that.
But a good team has. I mean, when we would play Rainbow Six Siege, I ended up with some guys I've never met before, but we've just played enough long enough that you become friends online and you're a good team. And there's one guy that's a lone wolf, and he goes sniper, and he does his thing, and then the four of us would infiltrate and one half go in this side, half go on the other side, do your thing. And I just live for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the key to that is having cooperative teammates that know what they're doing.
Communication.
You can't just expect to get pick up a pug group and all of a sudden there's all these noobs you're with that don't know what they're doing. It's like, wah, wah.
That's why you use them to your advantage. Just make them go run around and you get your kills.
But I like stuff like that too because, obviously a team has to be made up of different elements. You got your sniper guy. You got your guy who wants to, call things out, support or whatever. Guys that are going to just be your tanks. It's kind of like, push forward. You push behind them. As long as you're playing, I mean, look at a lot of different games that are out there right now. Like Overwatch, you got that kind of element where you're piecing together the puzzle.
Knowing your
communication
is like
important.
The biggest thing, especially with the MOBAs where they do have ACDs and carries and supports. I mean, know your role, right? It's like when an ACD is like running in the jungle, you're like, what? That's for the jungler. You're not supposed to be in the jungle. Yeah. You're ruining the game.
Yeah, you got to know your role for sure.
Noob.
Point them out. Just point them
out.
Have
one that just sits in the base the whole time. What the hell are you doing?
That's not really helping.
Camping, man.
Not even camping. They're in your own base.
Yeah. Right. Like, at least go farm minions or grunts or whatever they're called, whichever game you're playing.
Yeah, you got to have that element, though. I mean, especially with games like that are coming out, like with Wildlands, that's going to be a great game for that kind of thing. If you want to hang back and just snipe, you want to do whatever, as long as you're communicating, you can usually have a pretty well-rounded team. If you like doing that, then do that. just communicate, you know.
Have a couple of infiltrators going in there and taking people out stealthy, have that sniper in the background, have somebody go in and put some bombs around.
That's how Battlefield 1 is. There's like A, B, C, D teams of, I think, five. And then you just, it's good when you have your friends playing along in your team, but then playing with outcasts, like other people in there, you're just like, I'm just going to go to my little corner.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah. No. Did anybody get into any Doom this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I like those type of first-person shooter games, and I actually really appreciate Doom for what it did for video games as a genre, because they're really credited, in my opinion, them and like Wolfenstein, the people that made them, with doing the first like 3D gaming.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't play it. Is it good?
If you get a chance, check it out, because I mean, when you think of Doom, it's synonymous with, like, you know, gaming, first-person shooter from back in the day. They got the thing going. It was great. Like, I had no expectations for it. I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, they can put it.
It's gonna be like number three or no, nothing at all. It's so fast paced.
It's great.
It's more arcadey.
Yeah. Don't play the multiplayer. Don't touch that.
Yeah. No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is.
It's below horrible.
Brutal.
But yeah. I mean, you played the whole thing. Did you beat it? Did you finish it?
I'm almost at the end, and then you know how it is. Something else came out. But I'm going to go
back.
Something
shiny and new over here, the butterfly.
Yeah. I own it, so I'll go back and beat it.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, and just the hard, like, rock, the soundtrack was just, you know, and you're just blowing them away and doing, you know. And it was just hilarious because there's a guy on the mic, if you haven't played Doom or whatever, you wake up in the beginning and you are the Doom guy, and there's a shrine to the Doom guy, and his suit is there, and there's candles around it or whatever. And then over like a walkie type deal, the curator or whatever, the guy who's trying to lead you to, like, I need you to go here and do this and this, you know, very proper. It's just their interactions throughout the whole thing cracks me the hell up, because Doom guy doesn't give a shit. He's punching stuff, and he's like, I need you to get this. It's very delicate. This is like the key to saving mankind, as he's saying. He's like, he just breaks it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. So that kind of stuff was pretty freaking cool. But
and the suit's really cool. It's upgradable. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
there's a little bit of RPG
nice
elements in there.
If you haven't had a chance to play Doom, definitely check that out. That was one of my surprises of the year for sure.
Cool.
That I was like, wow, this is really good. Who knew? Just don't play the multiplayer. It sucks balls.
Yeah.
So
that's a horrible multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we're hitting them all. I mean, what else came out last
year? Dishonored 2 came out. Ooh. Which I have to say, I love the first one, and the second one just takes what the first one did right and just takes it to the next level. It's fantastic. The guys, Arkane, that's the developers that made it. They're also making something called Prey that's coming out next year.
No affiliation to the original Prey.
No, keep no affiliation. It's just the name was owned by Bethesda. So they're like, I guess we'll call it that. But it looks great. But the fact that you can approach problems from so many different angles, you can play through this game without killing anybody. Mm-hmm. You can kill everybody. You know, you can kill your targets. You can set them up. You know, make them work in salt mines or whatever. You know, that's not exactly something that happens in the second game or anything. But I don't want to give anything away. But I mean, there's just so many ways that you can like set people up or just take them out.
Yeah.
And you have special powers that you build up. So it has some RPG like elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. So it's a good time. Yeah. I'm playing through a second playthrough right now.
Oh, really? I haven't even finished my first playthrough. Yeah. I need to get on that.
Play first time as Emily.
That's what I'm doing, yeah.
And then I'm going as Corvo just to do the high chaos and kill everything in my path.
Okay. Well, definitely. Well, so we got Dishonored 2. Uncharted 4 was last year as well.
Yep.
Great game. Did you get through Uncharted 4?
I am waiting to get it until it goes. I've had so many other games I've been playing, and I know that's one that... Because I love the Uncharted series.
I'll loan it to you if you want.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because I'm just sitting on it. I went back.
Beautiful game.
After playing, oh my God. It's probably my favorite game. One of my favorite games. Like, just when you want to just play an adventure game, like, my wife doesn't play games, but something like that, I could pop that on and she'll watch me play something like that.
That's one of the things, that's one of the games that has the best examples of what I like most about video games, and that's feeling like you're in a, an interactive movie.
Yes.
You're like Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And if you tweak some of the settings in that too, like I know it can be a little frustrating when you get some firefights because the gun handling isn't as tight as I would like it to be personally, but maybe that's just me nitpicking, but... if you go into the settings, you can put it on where you can just pretty much headshot everybody, so you feel more like a badass.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're swinging off of ropes and stuff, and you're just like, pop, pop, you know, cool. You're just hitting everybody in the face, and it's like, yeah, buddy, I'm fucking awesome. But, yeah, Uncharted, I mean, I beat that, and then every now and again, I'll just pop it in just to play a section.
Yeah.
You know, like the section where he's getting drugged by the truck and the mud and everything, and he's, like, trying to pull himself up, and he's popping guys while holding onto the rope and everything. Yeah.
Great, Uncharted great section. 3, the opening was one of my. I just remember my jaw being on the ground with the train where he like
train.
Fell out of the train and was trying to climb back up. And so I was like, I've never seen anything like that before. That's so cool.
They just notch it up another level with this one, man.
Naughty Dog is so good.
Yeah, they are.
I can't wait to see what the future holds for Naughty Dog and their next couple games they put out. They do such a great job.
Yeah. Nathan Drake kind of reminds me of one of my favorite franchises in general. The very first system I bought with my own money when I had my own apartment was a PS1.
Mm-hmm.
And I instantly bought Tomb Raider to go with it. And Tomb Raider is probably my favorite franchise. I just, you know, Tomb Raider 1, that open worldness of it and fighting the Tyrannosaurus was awesome. But they would play the new Tomb Raider from this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. Loved it.
Great game.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently they had the season pass on sale for like $6 or something like that, and then it makes it the game of the year.
It's edition. The same one that because what happened with that last year was it year with 2015 Tomb Raider came out for Xbox One only.
Oh right, it was an Xbox.
And then it was exclusive for a year, and then in 16, just last year they released the definitive or edition or something like that.
Yeah.
For PS4.
Right, because the one I have has everything.
Extra modes, the survival mode, everything, the co-op survival stuff. So you got everything in that. So, but then you could piecemeal it together on Xbox One and get the same stuff if you wanted to. So, Jose, you played a lot of that. I remember seeing like your name on the leaderboards, and then I would try to beat a couple of yours, and then I just said screw it because you suck.
You can't.
Jose, I will say this.
You don't
when
have.
When he hones in on a damn
the
game, you don't try to beat his scores. There's some that I will go after him, but every now and again, it's like he'll hone in on like 2 or 3 or 4 games, and that's he'll just wreck them those games for like a couple months, and it's like, you know what, screw it.
I get so into these games.
You get zoned in.
Yeah. That reminds me of like me and my brother when we used to try to beat each other's score in SSX Tricky.
Yeah. Oh, but see, stuff like that is awesome. Just trying to one-up each other.
Just trying to one-up each other, exactly. Yeah. Nothing beats playing like GoldenEye with your friends and, you know,
don't even
when you kill somebody and hearing your friend cuss you out in the next room. It's
like, nothing like dude, I would do some GoldenEye right now. I remember just fond memories of hanging out with my cousins and my brother and stuff.
You bet.
And we'd have like 4 or 5 of us or something like that. Usually a guy or two waiting to play, and his like lowest person drops.
Right.
But we're just sitting there playing GoldenEye all afternoon, listening to like some DMX or something
exactly,
like that.
It's right,
like,
right.
You gotta listen to DMX while you're murdering people. You know, X gonna give it to you. And you're just like seeing screens turning red and proximity mines in the basement. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to do that right now?
Those childhood memories right there.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You bet.
I don't even give a shit about the pixelation and all that stuff and the graphics. I just wanted to just murder people with just pistols only. We'd do like, you know, one-shot kills and stuff.
The golden gun or whatever. Yeah.
Just don't pick that little midget dude.
I was just going to say, what was always the rule? No odd job.
Odd job, right.
Oh, that's his
no
name.
Odd job. Yeah. Because you'd walk up to him, and it's like he'd be at your knees, and you have to look down to get him, and he already shot you in the dick. It's like, come on, man. Odd job, really? Who picked odd job? You're out. And then you got Baron Samedi running around with a white suit on. It's like, what are you doing?
I like that you could play as Mayday.
Yeah.
Grace Jones.
Right. Who? Okay, everybody play GoldenEye, right?
Oh,
who was your favorite character to use, would you say?
I didn't care as long as I played.
I don't really remember having a favorite character necessarily. There were so many to choose from. They included a bunch of those Bond people.
And
so
you can unlock more of them. If you played the game on hard mode and went through it all, you could unlock more people and stuff. Yeah. But
I just wanted to play, man. And
I
like having 6 of my friends there, and then we're all like fighting for the controllers. And
just lowest
and
man
having
drop.
A jump. Wasn't there a jump pack or something? You could hover for a little bit or a grappling or something. There's something like you transverse.
I don't remember if there was anything like that.
You're trying to shoot your people as they, you could see them going across.
But, oh, yeah. Because I know with my cousins, I mean, it was like the four of us playing, and there's always just the four of us typically, right. And maybe another friend once in a while, but we all had our own people. Like my cousin, he was getting Loyal Mishkin from Mission Control, you know. He'd,
oh, right.
He'd get Mishkin, and I would usually grab Bond, and then somebody would get Trevelyan, and so on. And, yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say that I never played that one.
God damn it, Joel.
What? I had a PC at the time. And
Joel, don't tell me things like this.
You're breaking our hearts here.
Disappointment.
So sorry.
Joel, damn it. Now we got to play N64 now because of you. I'm bringing N64 over. We're going to play. Don't give a shit.
Are we going to order pizzas and Mountain Dew?
And Mountain Dew, yep.
Yeah. Pizza and Mountain Dew. I thought it was Doritos and Mountain Dew. Gamer Fuel.
That's only Diva stuff.
That's pretty funny when you go to a Target and that's like an end cap for you when a new game comes out, like Call of Duty or something like that. You're like, someone's buying all this.
Or you want to go the adult version and just do some Red Bull and vodka with, what's that? Jaeger bombs.
You can make some Jaeger bombs? I'm like, where are we going with this? Yeah, I guess you can do Jaeger bombs. I don't know. Whatever your drink of choice or whatever.
So not your game of the year necessarily withstanding, but what would you say? I mean, what game are you playing the most right now? Like, if you were to go home and play a game, what would you play?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I don't mean to take the lead or anything, but since I play so much shit, it's like I have stuff that are just on my backlog that I'm trying to, like, okay, I have a couple I push to the front. Like, I'm going to play these two or three games, kind of rotate between them. Maybe I'll bang this one out or go over here, just kind of whatever I'm feeling like. Mm-hmm. But I would say the one that I keep going back to the most is probably Overwatch still.
Sure. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. Wrong.
I actually haven't been playing a lot of Overwatch.
What is that?
Recently, but.
Well, there's a new character, Sombra. She's pretty cool. I like her.
It's from the Wizard.
I haven't used her yet.
I think she's cool, but I think she's a little underpowered right now.
I think they're going to buff her at some point and give her a little extra power, but
I haven't used her. She has her uses if you have a good team.
Oh yeah, hacking. In the right hands, you bet. I'd say
Overwatch for me. What about you?
For me, there's this game called Paragon that I'm completely
I saw you playing
obsessed
the night.
With. It's on PC or on PS4.
Yeah,
and it's a free to play MOBA. We're talking like Defense of the Ancients 2 or Smite or one of those. I mean, with towers, three lanes towers, specific roles.
That Smite's is free that a, right now.
And it's from, unlike the normal MOBAs out there, it's not from a top-down view. It's from a third-person view. And it's just one of the coolest-looking and most fun games I've
Is that a $60 game? Or
it's completely free.
What? But you pay for, like, what, the outfits? Or
You are certainly welcome to buy skins.
Okay.
Yes. Nothing affects. Okay. Nothing so affects.
Kind of like Overwatch, then.
Yeah. Nothing affects loot boxes.
So it's a completely fair pay model.
Yeah. There's no pay to win.
That's the way they should do it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And they add a new character every 3 weeks. It's still in an open beta actually right now.
Can I download it now if I wanted to?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
maybe I'll do that. Just jump in with you, man.
PlayStation. Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, but I've downloaded it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. We should. I can short. I'm almost level 50. That's the cap you can be. But you and I do kind of like they make you play like get to level 5 before you can do PvP. You know, just to make sure. You know, but it's. Yeah, check it out.
I'd love to walk in level 1 and get murdered.
Right, just get stomped.
Yeah.
Nah, play the Division.
That sounds like a good time.
There you go.
Get the Division. Go to the Dark Zone.
Yeah, you're good there.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'll definitely have to download that when I get home later or something like
check
that.
Check it out, too.
Yeah, check it out.
Anybody play any Last Guardian?
Ooh, I want to, but I haven't yet.
Yeah?
I have
that,
not yet.
That, I had buyers... beware type attitude just because there was I read so
Nine
many articles about the development hell it went through and and then I've heard pros and cons, you know, about the training
it.
The dragon. Some people say that and then I was like it doesn't respond, but I don't think it's supposed to. Sometimes
there are times when it's not supposed to respond because it's supposed to be kind of its own
thing.
Kind of like
like a dog or something.
I would say that it reminds me a lot of like if you have a dog and you watch the mannerisms and stuff, there's times where you have to coerce it a little bit, you know, kind of stroke its ego, like, come on, you know,
yeah.
You want a treat?
And get it to, like, kind of move, yeah. You know. But it's technically, it's pretty freaking awesome. I mean, it has its, obviously, its problems and everything, but it's mm-hmm. it's a really cool game. It's not
I
too
heard
long
the control
either.
Schematics aren't that great because it's kind of PS3 era still. They didn't really up it.
Because that was, still, sure.
But that's kind of how that team is. Was that Team Ico or not Team Ico? What is that? The guys that...
it is the one that made Ico.
But they made Ico. They made Shadows of the Colossus, one of my favorite games of all time. Shadows of the Colossus, so good. But yeah, I mean, all the controls in all their games like that are kind of wonky a little bit. But you just kind of have to power through it just to kind of get through the experience. Right. But
tank controls,
something like that. They're pretty damn close to tank controls. I mean, if you want to go there, but yeah, God, yeah. Yeah, that one's not bad. I have that one from Gamefly that I've been renting that, so I don't think I'll keep it, but I'm going to play it some more. But so before I send it back, you want to try it?
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. You know, yeah, see it.
Definitely.
How about XCOM 2? They may do that. I have that on PC. I haven't played it on PS4, but I loved it on PC.
I want to play it, but I'm just scared that I'll like it too much.
Same here. I'm having the same
problem. It's like
same problem.
Completely, you know, turn-based strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never played a turn-based strategy game before, really. I guess, and I was quite addicted to it.
It's good.
It looks
really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem though is your decisions have major consequences. You're stuck with them.
Yeah.
Yep. That's kind of cool though. In the same way, you know what I mean. And the levels are all procedurally generated, mm-hmm. so you never have the same experience twice exactly, or mm-hmm. nobody plays the same map or whatever. You know, if you die and you start over, you know, things will look different,
right?
And things, so
especially if you lose somebody, especially if you lose one of your characters that you were building up. Like, I know Nick.
I sort of cheated and like had these different saves, and when I lost most of my team, I'd go back and reload a save when they were all four alive.
You're like, nope,
nope.
Our friend Nicholas,
Nick loves that game.
Oh yeah, he played the crap out of that.
But he also went through and named all of us. He put like a bunch of his friends
in
there.
Creating your characters was.
Yeah,
yeah. You could.
I spent hours just creating soldiers, and that's why I go back and load them. I'm like, no, I'm not ready to lose him yet.
Yeah, yeah. He put a bunch of his friends in there and stuff. I remember he'd come to work and be like, dude, he almost died last night.
I'm like, what?
When he Oregon me. Trail, except
when he added me, he's like, Jose, do you want to be in a sword or you want to be a rifle? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm playing XCOM. What do you want to be? I'm like, can I be a rifleman? He's like, no, you can't. Ramondo's doing that one.
Yeah.
I was like, why did you ask me?
I'm like, why did you ask me this thing?
I was like a rifleman with like a giant melee sword. He said I looked like Blade. I was like, sweet.
Oh, yeah, because you have the blade and you go through and you have to dash. And
I didn't play it, though, but it sounds really
cool. No, stop talking about it. It's going to make me want to go in there and buy it.
I refuse. I'm not doing it.
I mean, it was like $40 like last week.
Right.
I got it on a Steam sale.
I should have got it on the sale.
Hey, do a Let's Play. Just watch it on YouTube or something, you know?
It's not the same as playing.
No. It's not the same, but you'll at least get the gist of what's going on.
I'll rent it at some point.
Are you just going to keep saying no to everything?
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
I'll rent it at some point.
Yeah.
Just from Gamefly.
Or something. Yeah, video store or something like that.
Speaking of another game that has the cross PC and console, I can't remember if it's Xbox, but I do know it's PS. Evolve.
We played a lot of Evolve at one point.
Yeah, we played a lot of that.
A lot of
that
for
was,
a while.
I played it on PC. I didn't get it on console when it came out. I had fun with it, but it was brutal.
Yeah.
You all of a sudden got spit in the face by one of those spitting dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You were just after.
You definitely
like,
had to work together.
You had to really work well together. If you had a crappy team here.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even. I was like a lone caveman. I didn't even like have a tribe. And then I got the expansion pack and some friends let me. And then that did make it a little easier. But
it definitely got better, too, when they added the ability for anybody to be able to trap the monster and things like that. So it kind of upped it a little bit. Because before, I mean, if you had a shitty trapper and they'd just throw it up and they'd lock people out of the dome.
Oh, you're thinking about Evolve.
I'm
talking about Ark, Survival Evolve.
Okay. I heard the Evolve, and that's I went with that.
Now, Evolve. I could go on and on about Evolve. That one, I got in the closed alpha,
Ark,
the closed beta, and
that
the open
really
beta.
Loud for
I know,
a second.
I know what Ark is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
I tried the
Ark
demo,
too.
Or I tried the trial, like for an hour.
Yeah.
And I died. It's one of those games. It's. You know, there's a lot of crafting and stuff involved, and until you get up on your feet and get things moving, it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. But I've heard really good things about it. It's very rewarding. There's right. another one kind of like that called Subnautica, which just came out. I actually bought that one, and you land on an ocean planet, and you have to make like oxygen tanks, and you can make submarines, and there are like all kinds of Leviathan type creatures. It's really cool, but you start out weak with nothing, starving, thirsty.
Like almost every game.
Yeah.
sounds like Jose when he gets to work in the morning.
Every day.
Starving, thirsty.
Where's my coffee?
Looking for a chair, looking for a chair.
Dehydrated.
Oh, man.
Too many Jaeger bombs last night.
Yeah. That was crazy, man.
Did anybody get a chance to play any Stardew Valley or Super Hot? Huh? You guys don't know.
No. I heard good things about Super Hot.
Super Hot is so good. I would definitely say try that out. I know they have a VR version of it as well now.
I've heard of that.
But Super Hot, if you don't know what it is, it's how do I even describe this? It's basically it's basically action puzzle. It's like a puzzle, but it's action oriented. So it's a first person, and you can see the gun in your hand or your hands running around. And it's like these completely white environments, you know, but they're outlined. You can tell like, oh, I'm in a subway or I'm in a parking garage or whatever. You can tell that what a car is and whatnot. But then people attack you. They run at you with guns or with bats. And
they're kind of red, right?
They're all red. And it's just silhouettes of people, basically, in this stark white environment. And so you have to figure out how to kill everyone in the room as they come running out. And they don't all come out at the same time. So you may see a guy way down there and he pops like shot off at you. Now, the game mechanic gets tricky because anytime you move, the bullets move.
Oh, wow.
So if you stand still, nothing's going to happen. But if you start looking around to see if someone's behind you or, you know, over there, if a bullet's coming at you, it's going to keep moving because you're moving your head and stuff. So you got to be aware. So it's puzzle oriented. So you may look, oh, there's a guy in front of me. There's a bullet coming. I see it. I heard the shot. I'm going to shoot a shot back. But you kind of have to figure out how you want to do that, because if he suddenly moves to the right, your bullet misses. Then you have to be aware of his bullet. Now, is there someone else behind me? Oh, I heard a shot. I'm not looking. I got to turn around. But as I'm turning around, the bullet in front of me is coming. And then all of a sudden, you see another bullet over here. And it gets – oh, there you go. Sorry. It gets super tricky. So you got to be kind of like aware of what you're doing. And when you if someone gets close enough, you can punch them or do a melee hit on them. Their gun will fly into the air. You can turn your cursor up towards the gun. You can grab it out of the air. Now I'm going to turn and kill this guy. I'm going to move over here, kill this dude. Now we're dancing a little, it's pretty fun.
Interesting. Sounds like it'd be fun
with the VR on. I think it changes it a little bit.
The move controllers, I guess, to aim.
It's pretty sweet. I would definitely put it up there with a game that I was very surprised about that I didn't hear a whole lot about just by chance. I don't know if that's just my fault or what, but I like it a lot. I downloaded it maybe like a month ago or something like that, and I love it.
I've heard good things about it. So
yeah,
I don't think it's very much either. You want to stop talking about it at work? Bring it up like every time.
I don't know, dude. It's good. And then it's funny because my 6-year-old, she watches me play. She's like, "You don't play Super Hot?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then she'll start going super hot, super hot, because they'll repeat that in the game and stuff. So she thinks it's funny. But yeah, that was another good one for a nice indie game. Stardew Valley got a lot of love this year. You anybody play that?
I didn't.
Retro.
No.
It's kind of like Animal Crossing type deal. If you ever played Animal Crossing back in the day, anybody know?
I know what it is. I didn't play it, but
my kids played it.
Yeah, it's good. I started a game, but it's like, man, I'm playing so much stuff. It's like, when do I have the time to play it? And that game, it pulls you in because you come back to it every day. You plant your crops and stuff, and you can go into town and you can sell your crops, and if it's raining, you can go exploring.
It's like an MMO type,
pretty much, but it's in that like 16-bit kind of like looking, Super Nintendo look. But yeah, that was another good one. So check that out too. But definitely try Super High. I think you guys would dig that a lot.
Yeah. Do we have Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2 here?
Ooh, 2016? Is that this year? Last year, I mean, 16 Xenoverse.
Xenoverse 2.
I think that did come out in 16. Yeah, yeah. Sure, did you play a lot of that?
I rented it out. I enjoyed it so much. I actually am thinking of buying it now. It fixes all the bugs that I had that I seen in the first universe, where you delete your character but the story doesn't get deleted. So you start at level 1 but you're already like halfway through the story, so you're weak and useless. So that pretty much made me stop play the first Xenoverse. But this one, actually, right off the bat, every character is unlockable. Customize it right off the bat, and everyone is a different story. So I enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I played it. My little brother was playing it, and it was just really good.
Would you recommend it over the first one? Because I know I didn't play the first one. I wanted to, but
there was so much like trash talk about the second one, Xenoverse 2, but mm-hmm. it actually pulled through, and I do recommend that you guys go check it out.
Yeah. Thought I saw it on sale in the store.
You could be human, you could be Majin Buu, you could be a Saiyan, Frieza race.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an open world type thing?
Kind of an open world where you have your personal lobby and then you have the online lobby. You could choose either one when you start playing it. It does let you only be on the online lobby for like 3 hours, I think, and then it kicks you out just because there's, I think, so many people in there. But there is so much. You could play by yourself, the whole game by yourself, or you could go tag friends, strangers. You could play anything on it, and it's really cool.
But is it more like a Street Fighter, or can you wander around and explore and then fight?
I won't say like wandering around, like, and also not Street Fighter. Like the fighting stage is big. You could fly, you could run, you could
they're huge. Anything.
I've seen some of the videos of the fights. Just wasn't sure how the gameplay
it's
went.
It's fast paced, just like how Dragon Ball Z is, but without the talking, excessive talking.
Yeah.
But,
and that's a plus.
It's me as a big Dragon Ball Z fan, I enjoyed the crap out of it, and I will play it, and I need to get it again because it was so good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try it out. I don't know.
Well, I had a nice surprise this year, Far Cry Primal. I don't know if anyone tried it, but it actually was pretty good for a Far Cry game because they started to kind of look alike, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they did recycle the map. That's what a lot of people were kind of like.
I think that's another one where I had Far Cry 4 came out, so I had 3 and 2, and then I haven't gotten...
Yeah.
Or no, wait, Primal. So I had 3 and 4, and I didn't get Primal... Yeah.
Primal was good.
I heard because I love cavemen things, so it would have been. But again, I think there were other things I was playing and with the other ones kind of looking alike. I was like, oh, well, I guess we won't be buying this one right now at least.
Yeah, but. if you were to overlay the map of Far Cry 4 with Primal's map, it's pretty much the same map.
But you don't really notice it because they've changed enough of
the environment.
The environment, the plants are obviously more, you know, prehistoric.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can ride on a... Right on different animals' backs, like saber-toothed tiger, and it's a lot of fun.
I don't remember if I got that far or not, but don't you have to upgrade that particular skill set in order to ride on animals or something like that?
Or
ride on
skill or something.
Yeah,
you do. And
how
then
do
you go also,
with weapons as well? Like what weapons?
You had bows, and spears and clubs, different types of clubs, so you could make your club all spiky.
And it fit well within the context of the game. I mean, you might think to yourself like, oh, going from like, you know, assault rifles and grenades and stuff to that's gonna be horrible, you know. But it wasn't bad, actually.
It was a lot of fun actually using the bow. I didn't think I'd have that much fun.
I dig a bow in most games. Oh
yeah, it's silent and she's been using a bow in Tomb Raider a lot. And that's been a lot of fun. Yeah,
so many arrows in the back of heads in that game.
Right. Yeah, I know. That was fun.
Bye bye, off the cliff you go.
I loved games like that and the Arkham ones with Batman, where you could silently take down like the Predator type missions.
I love a good stealth kill.
My friends, drop out of the trees,
drop from a branch on their guy. Yeah. Stealth's the way to go. If you were playing a game where you have the option to go stealth or just go balls to the wall, guns blazing, what option would you say you go with, Noah?
No, I'm definitely stealth. I'm not the running gunner. Yep, I'll be patient and sneaky.
You're going to be the solid snake of the group. You're sneak in there.
I was actually thinking maybe play the Metal Gear Solid 5 online multiplayer where you could do that. There were people that were infiltrators and things like that. So that was my favorite. I'd like to go invisible and try to sneak behind enemy lines and stuff like that.
Yeah. I agree.
Joel, you're a sneaky guy too?
I like sneaking.
You're a sneaky guy. And Jose, let's hear this.
He's the running gun.
You're a running gunner. You just run in and see how it goes.
I get shot when I run and gun.
It depends the situation.
Me too.
It's always on the situation. I usually will start off stealthy, but then I get tired and I'm like, all right, I'm done with this.
I just want to shoot these.
Yeah, I just want to shoot and then grab my objective and run away.
Jose's the guy that busts out of like the vent and then he just pulls out double pistols like, ah! He just runs in. They're like, who's this?
The Gunzerker.
Yeah.
Like, while he's distracting them, let's go get the objective.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much how we were playing the other day, like on Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go right in the middle and
Yeah, because you can see through the building, like the silhouettes and stuff. So you see, like, Joel, myself, and Nick, like, on top of the rooftops and stuff. We're all sneaking around. All of a sudden, you see, like, this big fight down on the ground. And it's like, Jose is parrying guys and fighting. And we're like, okay, run in and get the stuff then. Let's just get this done.
Yeah.
It works.
I'll cause a distraction. Yeah. You go.
Yeah. It wasn't the plan, but that's how it played out.
And I'm like, oh, you guys, it worked. I'm dead. Sorry.
I'm like, okay, well, you did your job beautifully. I'm so sorry you're dead.
It was worth it, though, man.
Oh, man.
And we haven't mentioned Gears, have we?
Gears 4 was great. It's still good. I mean,
I haven't gone to it yet.
I don't care for the competitive multiplayer. I mean, that just always rubs me the wrong way every time a Gears comes out. I don't know. It's something about that. Horde mode is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the story was really good. Bittersweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if you want to talk about it, just, spoiler.
But no.
No? Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
Look at you holding the card, holding your cards close to your chest.
I'm not going to give anything away.
Okay.
Definitely worth a playthrough, though. It's awesome. Yeah, looks fantastic.
It was very good from beginning to end as far as the story. I didn't attach myself as much to the characters in this one. I know that because, if you haven't played the new one yet, you're playing as Marcus Fenix's son and JD. His two friends, basically. And then one light spoiler, I mean, you do have Marcus Fenix in there. I mean, they showed that in the previews and stuff like that in commercials. So he does show up at some point. But yeah, it's good. And I can see them kind of passing the torch to the younger, to the kids or whatever on that one. So it should continue and be good. But yeah, it was a great game.
I'm normally super hardcore, PlayStation guy. I'm PlayStation, PlayStation, PlayStation. But I will fully confess that Gears is one game that makes me jealous.
Yeah.
Because it is an Xbox exclusive and it looks amazing. I would play it if it were, not an exclusive.
Yeah, it was fun. We need to play some Horde mode. We need to get that going one of these nights. I know Ross and Dan and some of the other guys want to get down on that. So,
what did you call it? A poly... instead of like polygamy, you said use some.
I'm a gaming polygamist.
A gaming polygamist.
I cannot have just one gaming console lover.
Right.
Or a console polygamist because
because
I got a PS4, I got an Xbox One. I'd like to get a Pro, and I want the Scorpio when it comes out. I got a gaming PC, so I just play anything that has games as long as they're worth playing.
Mm. Yeah, I won't play just anything, but it definitely has to interest me. And if somebody recommends something, I'm all
system.
About it. Yeah, any system. Sorry.
Yeah, as long as the games are good.
But yeah, I'm all about it, man. I just want to absorb it all. I mean, if I can reference Ben, I'm basically the Ben of video games because he absorbs every comic book from the way it sounds like.
except for Marvel.
Yeah, except for Marvel, he says. But yeah, I'm just feed me. I'm just like nom 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 nom.
Yeah.
I just want to taste it all. It probably sounds bad, but I don't care.
Does
shut up,
horrible.
Shut up, Jose. Jose, shut it. You should have said nope like you've been saying. You missed your opportunity. No.
Although speaking of like consoles and things, it kind of reminds me one thing that's slightly disappointing. I think some of you guys have this too. PlayStation didn't support the Vita very, very well.
They
no.
And I'm really disappointed because I wish I mean, there's a couple games on it I like.
Right.
But it mostly just sits in my basket,
Yeah, mine, we got a Vita too. And
mine only gets used when I'm on a road trip.
Right, in the car.
My wife's driving. She's like, yeah, I'll drive this way. You drive the other way.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there playing.
Play Lemmings or something.
Playing some Persona 4 Golden or something.
Yeah.
I just got the Vita. So, again, I'm trying to get games.
I need to bring
games.
You Persona 4.
You got to play
Persona. Did I tell
Persona.
You I was that Bo? I can't remember.
No, you told me.
What, you sure it was
Yeah, Bo was
you probably would say it's you, even if it wasn't.
It does. It's kind of, I mean, I don't.
Bring it to me.
I don't use it, but it's kind of fun. You can have it as a second screen and play what's playing on your PS4 on your Vita. You can take it downstairs instead of in your bedroom
I've
or
whatever.
I've
done that a couple of times where it's like I'm going to bed and, I'm laying in bed playing a game. And my wife's like, turn the TV off. It's too bright. And it's like, you know what? I will.
Okay, quick. Yeah.
Put it on the
transfer
on the
Vita. Handheld. And there we go. Yep.
Playing some Final Fantasy VII, whatever.
There's actually one game that the demo I downloaded that I've been playing the most. I downloaded like 10. I can't get the names. I just saw them like, I need to get this one, this one, this one. But there's this one. I forgot. It's an anime girl singing.
Anime
Japanese
girl
Mitsuki.
Singing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Here. Yeah. I forgot, the Japanese girl singing game. I know exactly what you're talking about. I really do.
I forgot her name, but at the same time, I was like, oh, so this is where it's coming from. I was like, all this time, I was like, where is this girl from? But I started playing, and I'm like, okay, I'm so hooked with this. I'm like nonstop playing that demo, but I really want to buy it now.
Yeah. So, I bought Dead or Alive Extreme 3 on the Vita and on the PlayStation 4 because each one had exclusive swimsuits, and if you bought them, you got the cross-save function, and I was like...
To hear somebody go, they had exclusive swimsuits. I had to buy it.
I had to get it.
That's a really nice skimpy one. It's tooth floss.
Do you guys remember the commercial for that? Like for the original
one?
On the fat Xbox, the first, where the guys, it's like a room, like it's like eight or nine guys in a living room, and they're playing volleyball, and their mouths are just sitting open. Yeah. They're like,
I actually like the commercial for the Dead or Alive 3. Back in the day, you remember that? Where like the teenage boys in there or whatever and talk about it, like I like the extensive
that's the one I'm talking
fighting
about.
Involved and like, she can't tie.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay
that's hilarious,
because there was another one with the volleyball one, and like all the guys were sitting there and their heads would tilt one way at the same time, and then they tilt the other way at the same time.
That was hilarious, the way they marketed that.
Yeah, it was
It was what it was, though. I mean, it really was.
It was a fan service game. It was really like the first fan service game I've ever encountered, and it just cracked me up.
Wow.
So.
Well, there's another game out that's kind of fan service type, Senran versus something.
Senran.
It's an anime game. It's only on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a bunch of...
Festival.
Yes, that's
something. Serves Festival. Yeah, yeah. That is another... Yes, that's another one that's strictly fan service. Yeah.
Dress them up in skimpy little outfits.
I don't think I got in this one.
It's another beach one. Yeah, that's
your wife might
anime.
Kick your ass if you play start playing that.
Speaking of games like that, though, I got
highly doubt she'd give a crap. She'd be like, "What?" She'd just walk through the living room like, "Really?"
And walk away.
It's like right. One Piece.
This
though.
Is what you choose to waste your time.
Like, like huge hordes of enemies. And with boobs jiggling, I guess.
Did anybody play Lollipop Chainsaw?
Treat them like any other anime out there.
Yeah, I think we both played Lollipop Chainsaw, didn't we? Yeah, I finished
that
it.
That was right up my alley as far as that game cheeky,
that game
cheeky meets horror. And
it was like how would you describe that? It's kind of like a Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. I said Buffy
Slayer
the Vampire Slayer meets
like, I don't know, The Walking Dead type
thing. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you know, where you're this ponytailed, pigtailed
cheerleader.
Blonde cheerleader with a short skirt on.
Her name's Juliet.
You run around with the chainsaw and you're just murdering all these zombies.
Lop off zombies' heads.
Spinning around and doing combos. And
attached to her, and when she
was a weird little trope.
She'd have this little thing where, like, if she was super powered and you did her super move, then when she cut their heads off or whatever, hearts would go flying out instead of blood.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, "Yay!"
There was some funny things to that too, where you got an achievement.
That's awesome.
There's an achievement that you got where
if
you,
one.
Yeah,
if you, oh, up the skirt,
if you zoomed and tried to look underneath her skirt, and you got an achievement.
Yeah, you got an achievement from
And then it'd be like, and then the name of the achievement was something to kind of shame you. It was like a
pervert or something.
It was something funny. I can't remember what it was, but that was like
the pedal bear.
Yeah,
you're like, yep, that's on my list now. Thanks.
Was that that was PS3?
It wasn't a great game, but it was funny though. You know, yeah, wow,
it was fun.
It's so much stuff last year, man. Dead Rising 4 came out back in December, not that far ago. I mean, a little far ago, long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I just beat that.
Yeah, did you finished it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I need to get back to that. I played some of it, and it for me, I don't know. Maybe people will disagree with me and whatnot, and that's fine. But I liked 3 better than 4, you know, just because of the ability to just co-op together in the missions.
Yeah, I agree.
With the timer off. And then they didn't really put it into this one. They kind of took it out. But you can still play together, but it's like in this weird side thing.
Yeah, they had like a different setup where you'd have missions or you'd play together, but it wasn't part of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was stupid to take that out.
Yeah, I think it was poor fan service to take it out, because we played a lot of that together where it was just like, jump in my game and we're just going to run around and
it was
fuck
still
shit
fun
up.
Though. It had a good story
actually
to it. And then Nick, or is it Nick or what was his name?
In 3?
No, the new one. It wasn't Nick. It's the guy who was the photographer.
Oh, we're talking about Frank West.
Frank West, yeah.
He
and
came
he's
back.
Just a smart ass, and so he was fun.
They changed the actor for that too, by the way, from the first game. From the they got a different guy to do it. But yeah,
it's been so long I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
since I played.
Nah, it's not a big deal. I don't think. I did try Steep. Have you guys no, sipped it up?
I wanted to know what people thought of it before I did, because I was speaking of Tricky. That was like just one of my favorite games, and I've been trying to capture that again, and so far none of the snowboarding or skiing games have done that for me, but Steep looked promising. What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it for the most part, but I think I had to separate my mind from wanting, like, you know, Tricky or something like that, because it's not that kind of game. It's a little more on the realistic side. You have you have snowboarding, you have skiing, you can do like some parachutes, you can do some wingsuit stuff, you know, flying through the mountains and cutting through trees and stuff and everything. So all that stuff's really cool. Plus the multiplayer element they put in there is nice, where you can have join up with each other and ski down the hill together.
Oh, or fun, yeah.
Time trial each other and stuff like that. And you can even make your own little runs if you want and find a spot in the mountain you want to, like, challenge your friends. But yeah, once you got used to, like, landing the tricks and everything, it wasn't too bad. And I got really addicted to redoing the same runs over and over again.
And just try to better yourself,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, just trying to beat my own stuff. But yeah, it didn't keep me playing it, though, unfortunately. I really want, like, a Tricky type game.
I know, me too.
Like, let me do outlandish bullshit that I can't
where's
do.
Where's Tricky 2? I mean, that was like, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 of every single game except, like, Tricky, the one I want.
You remember even going further back, like, Cool Borders? Remember that? Like, back in the day, PS1 or PS2? But just a really, I just need a good snowboarding game. Just let me do crazy crap.
Crazy, right.
Just like flipping around and stuff.
1080, that game?
1080.
64? Nintendo 64?
Oh, wow, you went way back.
Dude, I went old school on this.
If you're going to go back that far, you might as well just go back and just play some Tony Hawk 2.
Remaster it, and it's done.
The best Tony Hawk ever. Because didn't Tony Hawk 5 come out last year, too? And it was horrible.
Not sure on that one.
Oh, it was a big disappointment.
I want to say it came out in the beginning of the year. I could be wrong, but Tony Hawk 5 was a disappointment. Tony Hawk needs to get it together.
I thought that was 15.
I'm sorry, Tony Hawk.
He needs to retire.
I love Tony Hawk, but his games suck balls lately. So sorry. Yeah. Maybe another skate game. If you like, real, you know, snow skateboarding. Anybody ever play any skate? No?
No.
You guys could, like, take it or leave it. Nope. Okay, nope. Bros. Okay. Nope. All right. Yeah.
Much of these sport
speed
things
come
but
out.
Need
2016?
For Speed. Which Need for Speed? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, it was just Need for Speed.
Yeah, Need for Speed.
I'm not sure that was 15.
It might have been 15.
Because then the movie came out right around a little before.
Well, it's not free, but if you have, like, the EA Access, you can play it.
I want to say that came out in 15 when the movie came out. Not at the same time. They weren't tied together or anything.
There was a movie for that?
Yeah, it has the guy. What's his name? The guy that plays...
Do you feel the need? Oh, that's a different movie. Sorry.
So, okay. Top Gun, I think.
Top Gun.
I know.
It ain't a party to a Top Gun reference.
It's a good reference, though.
Just take off your shirts and start playing volleyball.
flex your bicep to check the time.
Don't do that. Don't take off your shirt.
3 o'clock.
Volleyball right now. Don't. Please don't.
Start singing Danger Zone.
No, what was it, though? Was it? I lost my train of thought. It just went off the track.
Where'd it go?
Shut up, Jose.
You shut up.
Fair enough. All right. Well, what else we got? Pokemon Go. I couldn't do it.
Loved it at first, and I haven't opened it in months now.
I refuse.
I've never played it, but it was big.
I started playing it last week. I think last 2 weeks I actually started back because I see there's this new Pokemon out there.
Update, yeah.
But I'm still waiting for the second generation Pokemon so I could get my Cyndaquil out. Cyndaquil is my favorite Pokemon, and then evolve it to the Typhlosion, but I was like, nope. You got a Ditto. I was like, oh, yay, Ditto.
Right.
No. But anymore, at one point, you had to literally go to different areas or cities
to
get
stuff.
It made
you walk.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, but the drawback to some of it from what I was hearing, because I didn't play much of it at all, really, was that, like, if you lived in one city, you're going to have access to all these different Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But if you go, let's say you drive, like, 2 hours to another city or further even, they're going to have other stuff that you didn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's going to go that far? I'm sure people did it, but...
I did that. I kind of experimented on it.
Who's going
to
do that?
When I went to California for vacations, I was playing Pokemon Go with my sister. We were hitting all these states, and I was like, let's see, there's different Pokemon here. Hitting California... There's actually a lot more water Pokemon.
Water,
out there.
Right?
Because you're
right.
Near water.
And I looked at it. And I was like, oh, okay, so yeah, there is a difference here on Pokemon, and yeah, because all my friends out there had like Gyaradoses. They had that turtle one? I forgot.
Blastoise or Squirtle?
No, not Squirtle. Oh, man, I forgot the name of that one.
You'll remember it when you're heading home later.
It's the one Ash would ride on.
Oh, Lapras?
Lapras, there you go. They had a whole bunch of Lapras. Yep.
I found a Lapras at Gray's Lake. Or no, not at Gray's Lake, at Raccoon River.
Nice. I'm going to go to Raccoon River now. Thanks, man.
Just one. And I went out there like all summer. I was a sweaty mess this summer because I was obsessed with Pokemon Go, and all I did was walk, trying to hatch these damn Pokemon. And,
right.
And then, now it's cold. And
if their plan was to get people off the couch...
It worked for a while.
It did work, yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Some people were actually trying to, like, game the system on that, where they'd, like, tie, like, they'd put, like, their, like, strap their phone to their dog or something like that. Yeah. And walk around the house
very
and hatch
few things
stuff for
work,
them.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah. My nephew was like, my friend attached it to his ceiling fan and hatched all his Pokemon. Yeah, like, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
He's lying to you. Yeah.
Like, here you go. Strap this to my dog and let him walk around the house and hatch me some stuff.
That's and then you're trespassing into people's houses.
I say about the only way to do that would be to attach it to, like, a dog's collar and have a ball and throw it and make the dog, like, because it has to register on the GPS of the phone to make. If you're just running around in your own house, it's not going to register it. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're not hiding underneath your. Your table.
Yeah.
Some are. There's a Rattata somewhere around
here.
Yeah,
I get that in my house.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys want to catch like 10 Pidgeys right now or something?
I remember. Right. No kidding.
What are you, like a Pokemon dealer? Hey, guys, I got a Pidgey.
Got some Pidgeys here for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I see you eyeballing the Pidgey.
You can get a Pidgey later on.
Oh, you crack me up, man.
Speaking of mobile games, though, are there any mobile games you guys like or play?
Dragon Ball Z, Dokken Battle.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I saw you playing that at work.
I play it every day, man. Yeah. I'm always
You play that on
that
lunch sometimes. I see you play it at lunchtime.
Yeah, there's a really good... it's like... I lost my train of thought again on this. But it does have really cool character cards that you could collect. Me and my brother always compete with them.
Yeah.
And they're so cool. They're up to like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, GT, even Dragon Ball Z Super, Dragon Ball Super... character slots. So just getting Goku Super Saiyan 3, it's everything's so cool. You're just like so high def.
There's a recent game came out. I'm a comics fan as well. DC Legends.
Mm-hmm.
The tapping fighting game. I've played
I've
a lot
good
of that.
Things about that.
And speaking of tapping games, I haven't played it in a while, but I used to be obsessed with Simpsons Tapped Out.
I heard that was really good.
That was a lot of fun. That was like a Sims type thing for the Simpsons.
Nice.
Well, my wife likes... puzzle games. Mm-hmm. There's one called The Room.
Oh, sure, yep.
I think Room 3 came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
She was so excited, and I got it for her just as a little surprise. I said, oh, check your phone. There's something on there. She's like, ooh, she was so excited.
A new game.
And played through it within like a few hours or something. She's just, she's so fast at playing those types of games.
Nice. Well, trying to think... You know, with such a great year last year, I mean, is there anything just kind of, you know, before we wrap up here that you guys missed that you plan to get to from last year? And, you know, what would that be for you, Noah?
For me, definitely Uncharted. Like I said, I'm a big Uncharted fan, and I stuck a pin in that one just because I knew it wasn't going anywhere.
Well, guess who's getting Uncharted next week?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You are, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
Happy 2017.
You're going to dig it. Joel, how about you? What would you say?
Well, I have Uncharted 4, but I need to finish it, so...
is that what you're going to do?
I'll be beating that.
Yeah.
And... probably be playing more Forza because
we need to get Jose. You know,
I am tired of backpacking you guys on that game. Please.
Well, of course, you know, with Jose, he likes to put it on like ultra, difficult mode.
Well, we're racing and we're like, how come we're way in the back? Like, I know how to race. I'm good. You know, you're thinking to yourself, and then we're at the bottom of the damn thing, and he's in like third or something like that. And we're like, why is it so hard? And he has it on hard difficulty. Didn't tell anybody. Like,
sorry about that, guys.
Ultra race.
He's been racing on that. He's been racing on that for like months, and he's good at it. We're getting lit up. So, what game would it be for you?
Yep, just generally I need to get a PS4 so I could get all these games now because that's been on my top for a while. Mm-hmm. So hopefully in the next couple weeks or month, I will get a PS4 and
get the Pro.
Excellent.
Yeah,
get the Pro.
I'm waiting on the Pro. I don't have a 4K TV yet.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And I'm going to wait until I upgrade my TV, and which probably won't be for a while.
But still, it'll be future proof, and it's not that much more expensive than the other one.
If you're if you need a new TV, I would say definitely grab that. But it's a little tougher to just swap it out right now.
Exactly.
If you don't really need it, and there's not a lot of games that are necessarily for it yet. But if you have the means, then you haven't.
This time
need
next
one
year,
right
we might
now,
be having
not?
A completely different conversation.
I've seen, I've seen VR. Joel's, and it's
Yeah, I got a 4K TV.
It'll blow your wig back, man. Right. Just whoo.
Yeah.
So with my Xbox One S, I get the HDR. Of course, nothing actually plays at 4K on that.
Right.
But it does upscale, so things look a little bit clearer. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get the Pro so that I could get the nice closer 4K.
I got the Pro. It's faster. I like the Pro.
Yeah.
But then again, I needed a new one because my original PS4 was starting to crap out, and it's like, okay, do I ride this out a little bit longer?
See, I mean, that's
see what happens.
My TV's
do
doing fine.
Now?
My PlayStation's doing fine. So it's like I can't upgrade hundreds. But if I was in the need for a new one, obviously you'd go with the most current gen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, well, if I'm gonna replace it, I may as well get the Pro and call it a day. So
if you don't have one at all, you might as well get the Pro.
Exactly. Yep. Future proof yourself.
Same. Yep.
You'd be paying the same as what you would have paid for the PlayStation 4.
Right.
Sweet. Go for the Pro then.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I guess I'll say this. I mean, since it's a new year, I have my resolution is to definitely dig into my backlog and try to play some of the stuff I have. I think we can all agree on this.
Yeah,
yep.
And I also would say maybe I would challenge everybody at the table here to play some more indie games, like digging them super hot. Stardew Valley, any of that stuff. It's gonna, it's so good. So I'll say that then, I guess. And what's everybody's gamer tag, real quick? Before do you guys want your gamer tags and whatnot?
If anybody needs to find me, I'm on PlayStation only right now. I don't plan on getting an Xbox, but I just say that. But it's Scorpio Inc. Scorpio with a K. SKORPIO_INK.
Mm-hmm. Joel,
and I'm on both the Xbox One and the PS4, and my gamer tag is Scorpio, but this one with a C, so SCORPIO 1969.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same for both systems.
There you go. Jose? Right.
I'm on Xbox One. It's your senpai with the UR. Finally had to get a new gamer tag because,
last gamer tag, though.
Is that good?
Is that
Are
cool
you happy,
one?
Senpai?
Oh, man.
Senpai noticed me?
I love it. I love it. You can find me.
Do I please you, senpai?
We're never going to hear the end of it. We're going to be playing a game later on.
I kind
of
regret this now.
You're going to be throwing it. You regret everything?
I regret this gamer tag.
Just this. Just not everything.
No,
just this.
Tag.
Okay.
Gamer
fair
tag.
Enough. Fair enough. I just want to clarify that with you. You can find me as Dirty Dimes on Xbox with the space in between. And then I don't know if that matters or not. But same name, no space, though. Dirty Dimes on PS4 as well. So hit us up. You want to just friend us or if you want to game some night. We're always playing Overwatch and other stuff, so definitely gonna have to grab some more PS4.
Yep.
Except for Jose. Yep. He doesn't play Overwatch.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna do it.
We'll maybe turn him eventually. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll try.
Let's just do
that. That's for a future podcast.
Right?
Nobody's holding their breaths.
Right. Well, I'm gonna say this to Jose. No. Say it to me all episode.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Well, gentlemen, this was great. I mean, this is for our first episode. I'm
fun
glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, it's good.
Hopefully, everybody enjoyed hearing us talk about these games and whatnot about last year. And, we'll see what the new year brings. So, damn excited, guys.
Super excited, man.
Well, I'll say this, man. Game on, gentlemen. And we'll see you next week.
Game on.
Game on.